Have your Bibles, Galatians chapter 5, starting verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, or long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So we're going to look at here today, gentleness. The Greek word here is peroutes, and it means to be mild or meek-mannered. But what's interesting is when we hear the word gentle, we have a tendency not to necessarily like that. Especially if you're a guy. We hear gentle and what we think is weak, you know, somebody who's a sissy, somebody who doesn't have the courage, the gumption, the audacity to do what it takes. But that is not at all what this word is dealing with. In fact, many times we see in Scripture what we would say to be courage or bravery is really brash. After all, when you see King Saul and David, Saul's not being brave or courageous. He's being brash towards David. In fact, when we see when Nathan the prophet comes to reveal to David his sin, David isn't necessarily acting out when he hears the story about the rich man that took the lamb from the poor family. He's not acting out in any way of justice or of looking for rectification, but he's acting out brashly. And in his brashness, Nathan reminds him, well, you are that man. See, when we hear gentleness, we have a misconception of that word. Because see, in Colossians, when Paul is writing to those Christians in chapter 3 and verses 12 and following, he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, gentleness or meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do also. See, what we see here is that Paul, when he's talking about us being new, because as those in Christ we are new, he makes sure to mention praeutes, being gentle. That is something that we must have. In fact, it's not something that we just must have as Christians, but it's something that we are to have when dealing with the fellow saints. It is rather interesting that as Paul here is talking in Galatians about the fruit of the Spirit, and he mentions gentleness, that as soon as you get into chapter 6 and verse 1, he says, brothers, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore them with what? A spirit of gentleness. Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It's interesting because when we deal with each other, we are supposed to have the praeutes, that gentleness, mild-mannered and meek. And why do we have that? Well, we are required and it's desired and it's commanded us to have that because 2,000 years ago, in the middle of a night, a religious leader went to Jesus Christ and he spoke with him and asked him an assortment of questions. And notice how Jesus responds to him in John chapter 3, verse 16. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But then notice verse 17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God demonstrates his gentleness towards humanity, towards his creation, towards mankind, by sending his Son. See, the Son isn't here as a means of condemnation. That was never the intention or purpose. But the mind of God was like the mind that Paul desires of us. By sending his son, it was a sacrifice to bear the burden, to bear the trespass. And he did it because he was mild-mannered, and he was gentle towards us. So as we come to remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and as we consider gentleness, as we consider this time of communion and our relationship with each other, we are to have gentleness, but why? Well, it's because 2,000 years ago, the Son of God was on a cross, and he did it not because of being brash, not because of condemnation. He did it in humility and meekness because he wanted to bear with us so that we have hope of redemption. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and we thank you for your blessing. Lord God, as we consider gentleness, Lord God, and it's what you desire of us, let us not take something like that for granted. Let not our own perceptions and our cultural understanding of the word skew the fact that you desire us to be gentle because you were gentle with us. You could have condemned us. You could have destroyed us. Lord God, you sent your son, not as a means of condemnation, but because you desire that the world would be saved through him. We thank you for the meekness that you have and that you show us, that you bear with us each and every day. And so we partake of this sacrifice symbolically here today in remembrance of your son, to remember that you bear our burdens through him. We're grateful and thankful. And through your son, Jesus Christ, we pray.